You're sitting in the right seat, copying your clearance, and your instrument check ride is in 4 hours. The examiner is going to hand you a plate and point at a symbol. Not a common one, one of the weird ones tucked into a corner, the kind you skipped over during ground school because it didn't seem important. And now it does. I'm Tower, this is Atis on Radio Hanger, and today we are going deep into approach chart symbology, because Bold Method put out a sharp visual quiz recently. And it reminded me how many of us fly IFR regularly and still have blind spots on the plate in front of us. This is not a knock on anyone. Approach charts pack an enormous amount of information into a small space, and the symbology language they use is dense, so let's slow it down, let's go symbol by symbol, and let's talk about what these things actually mean when you're flying in the soup, and the plate is lit up on your knee. Before we get into it, a quick word from today's sponsor. Today's aviation coverage is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Challenge coins built for pilots by people who understand what the milestones mean. First solo, instrument rating, airline transport pilot. Every one of those is a hard-won achievement. And Aviation Soul makes coins that actually reflect that. If you've got a milestone coming up or you know someone who does, check them out at AviationSoul.com. Now, the plate. Let's start where most of us start when we pull up an approach, the plan view. That's the top-down picture of the approach, showing the fixes, the routes in the terrain, and the first symbol most students learn is also one of the most misunderstood once you get into the weeds. The Maltese cross. If you've done any instrument training, you know this one. It marks the final approach fix on a non-precision approach. That's the point where you start your final descent toward the runway environment. On an instrument landing system approach, the glide slope itself serves that function, so you won't see the Maltese cross there. But on a VOR approach, an RNAV approach without vertical guidance, an NDB approach, the Maltese cross is your cue. You cross it, you check your altitude, you confirm your timing. If you're using that method for the missed approach point and you begin descent, simple in concept, critical in execution. Now here's where pilots sometimes get tripped up. The FAF is not the same as the final approach course. The course is the line you fly. The fix is a point on that line. You can be established on the final approach course well before you reach the FAF, and you cannot descend to the step-down altitude until you have crossed it. That distinction matters in actual IMC when you're trying to manage altitude, speed, and configuration simultaneously. Speaking of step-down fixes, those are marked differently. On the profile view, the lower portion of the approach plate, you'll see intermediate fixes along the final approach segment marked with a small triangle. These are altitude constraints you must respect as you descend. You cannot go below the altitude associated with a step-down fix until you've passed it. They exist because of terrain or obstruction clearance, and ignoring them in IMC is not an option. The triangle is your reminder that the descent is not a continuous slope all the way to minimums. It's a staircase with rules. The visual descent point is another one that deserves more attention than it usually gets in training. You'll see it abbreviated as VDP on the plate, and on the profile view, it's marked with a specific symbol that looks like a bold letter V. Here's what it means. The VDP is the point on the final approach from which a normal descent from the minimum descent altitude to the touchdown zone can be made. In plain English, if you reach the VDP and you do not have the runway environment in sight, you should not attempt to descend further and stretch it to the runway. You fly the missed approach. The VDP is a guidance tool that helps you fly a stabilized approach. It is not a hard mandatory missed approach trigger, the way the missed approach point is, but smart pilots treat it seriously. If you're at the VDP with nothing in sight, your chance of flying a safe descent to the runway in the remaining distance is very low. Let me take a quick step back to the briefing strip. That block of information usually across the top or bottom of the plate depending on your format. You'll see two small symbols here that a lot of pilots ignore in early training, and then have to learn the hard way later. The bold T in an inverted triangle. This means the airport has non-standard takeoff minimums or has specific departure procedures that require attention. Standard takeoff minimums for single and twin engine aircraft are 1 statute mile visibility. If the airport has something different, that T is telling you to go look it up. The information is in a separate section of your approach plate booklet or your digital navigation source. If you're planning to depart an airport in low visibility and you haven't checked whether that T is on the plate, you may be operating below the minimums that apply to that airport. The A in an inverted triangle does the same thing for alternate minimums. Standard alternate minimums require a precision approach with 200-foot ceilings and a half-mile visibility, or a non-precision approach with 602, meaning 600-foot ceilings and 2 miles visibility. If the A symbol is on the plate, those standard numbers do not apply. Maybe the minimums are higher. Maybe the airport is not authorized as an alternate at all. If your flight plan calls for that airport as your alternate and you haven't checked the A symbol, you have a planning problem. Now, let's talk about approach lighting, because the approach light systems have their own symbology in the airport diagram portion of the plate, and the differences between systems matter when you're briefing your landing minimums. You'll see different configurations shown depending on the system installed. The approach lighting system with sequenced flashing lights, the one most pilots know from busy towered airports, looks different on the plate from the simplified short approach lighting system used at smaller fields, or from the visual approach slope indicator shown separately. The symbology tells you what's available, and what's available affects your minimums. Some approach procedures have lower published minimums when a certain approach lighting system is in operation. If that lighting system is out of service, and a NOTAM says so, your minimums go up. If you brief the lower number without accounting for the system, you may arrive at the missed approach point and realize you needed to be higher. Here's what you need to know about the gear symbol and the associated minimums. Some approach plates show multiple sets of minimums organized by aircraft category. A, B, C, and D category is based on approach speed, specifically 1.3 times the stall speed in the landing configuration. A Cessna 172 at typical approach weights is category A. A faster single or light twin might be category B. A jet is often category C or higher. The minimums increase as the category increases in some cases because faster aircraft need more time to acquire and maneuver to the runway. If you fly a Category A aircraft and you use Category A minimums, you need to also make sure you're actually flying a Category A approach speed. Flying faster to compensate for gusty winds is fine. But if you exceed the speed threshold for your category, technically you should use higher minimums. In a checkride environment, examiners notice. Let's talk about the procedure turn. On the plan view, you'll often see a barb, a small symbol showing the direction of the procedure turn. The procedure turn is a course reversal maneuver that allows you to get established on the inbound course when you're arriving from a direction that doesn't set you up cleanly. The barb shows you which side of the course the turn should be made on, and the plate will specify a maximum distance from a fix within which the procedure turn must be completed. The important note here, the note MEPT. If you see NOPET on the plate, it means no procedure turn is authorized on that routing. This typically applies when you're arriving from a specific direction or being vectored by ATC to intercept the final approach course. If ATC gives you radar vectors to final, you're not authorized to fly a procedure turn. You're already being set up. Trying to fly one anyway creates traffic separation problems and gets you a call from approach that you do not want. The holding in lieu of procedure turn pattern is a variation. It looks like the classic racetrack holding pattern symbol, and it means you use a holding pattern entry and procedure instead of a traditional course reversal. The technique for flying it is the same as standard holding, but the timing and configuration cues are different. Know which one is depicted before you brief the approach. Here's one that comes up on knowledge tests and check rides more than it shows up in casual conversation. The visual checkpoint symbol on some plates, particularly VFR approach plates and some visual approaches to specific airports. You'll see a circle with a flag or a specific named landmark symbol. These are not decision points with regulatory force in the same way FAFs are. They are orientation references, but treating them casually is a mistake. A visual checkpoint on an approach is there because the approach design team determined it was the clearest way to identify a key point in the arrival sequence. Knowing where it is and being able to identify it visually in real conditions is part of flying a safe approach. The missed approach point itself on precision approaches, it's defined by the decision altitude, and you simply reach that altitude and make your call. On non-precision approaches, the missed approach point is typically defined by a fix, a DME reading, or timing from the FAF. The symbol on the profile view shows you where it falls. And here's the discipline that separates proficient IFR pilots from the ones who create incidents. You brief the missed approach before you start the approach. Every time, what are the initial instructions? Which way do you turn? What altitude do you climb to? What fix do you hold at or fly toward? If you arrive at the missed approach point with nothing in sight, and you haven't briefed what comes next, you are now making real-time decisions in reduced visibility with terrain around you and possibly traffic below. That is not a position you want to be in. Bold Methods quiz on this material is worth your time if you haven't taken it. They're good at presenting symbology visually, which is the right way to learn it because you're going to see these symbols on a screen or on paper, not in a text description. The link is in the show notes, and their broader library of instrument flying content is solid. Pull it up on a slow evening and quiz yourself honestly. One final symbol worth calling out, one that doesn't get enough attention. the area navigation waypoint symbol, the four-pointed star, or the flag, depending on the procedure type, used on RNAV approaches. As GPS-based approaches have become the standard at thousands of airports across the country, the plate symbology for them has evolved. The IAF, or initial approach fix, is typically shown with a flag. The IF intermediate fix is shown differently. The FAF keeps the Maltese cross. Understanding the architecture of an RNAV approach, where these fixes fall, what the course and altitude constraints are at each one, is increasingly the core skill for instrument flying in the modern environment. Most of us are flying RNAV approaches far more often than we're flying VOR or NDB approaches. The plates deserve the same level of attention we used to give the older procedures. Here's what I'd leave you with. Approach charts are a language. Like any language, fluency comes from regular use and deliberate study. If you're current and flying IFR regularly, your plate reading is probably sharp. If you've had a gap in your instrument currency, or if you're in training, take Bold Methods quiz and be honest with yourself about where the gaps are. Flying in IMC is not the time to encounter a symbol you can't immediately interpret. Thanks to Bold Method for the material that sparked today's conversation. You can find more at radiohanger.com. Until next time, keep the shiny side up.